Lovely to have Vicky Leonard as a special guest on Talking Horses this week. Vicky is a real mover and shaker in the thoroughbred breeding and racing world these days. She's just finished a 7-year stint with Arrowfield as their marketing manager and branched out on her own to do various things, including head up the launch of the TDN here in Australia. That's set for launch on the 15th of August, which is a great asset for the Australian racing industry. Vicky, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Jo.
Tipping, you've been pretty busy of late.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks finishing up at Arrowfield, but it's exciting. You know, the future's bright and I'm excited to be part of it.
Well, firstly, looking forward to welcoming the TDN into this part of the world.
Yeah, I mean, they're a publication with a great reputation in the international breeding and racing scene. They've got an amazing editorial staff, so it's great to have the Thoroughbred Daily News down here. And the team there, I've been quite close to for a number of years, largely through being a reader and a advertiser with Arrowfield. So it's awesome to be now working with them because I know it's a fantastic product and it's already got so much respect globally, and I know that the Australian and Kiwi racing professionals will really find it a valuable addition to their lives.
Of course, many people down under already subscribe or follow the TDN, but now there will obviously be more of a focus by that outlet on the things that are happening in this part of the world.
Yes, exactly. So we've employed two full-time riders down here, Paul Vertese, who's based in New Zealand, and Bruno Bryan, who's based in Australia. And these guys will every day be on the lookout for the most important racing and bloodstock news to be delivering. We've also got Kelsey Riley, who's quite familiar to the audiences down here. She is a regular writer for the TDN, but often comes down and covers our yearling sales and our major racing carnivals. So Kelsey's going to have a far more active role. Half a week will be on our content. And then we've got a pretty awesome lineup of freelance writers to really hone into some of the more human interest pieces on the backstories behind the horses and the people involved, get into some quite deep analysis on stallions, on sales, look for trends and where the industry's heading in the future. And then one of the things that I've always personally loved about the Thoroughbred Daily News is their ability to source great opinion on industry issues and dissect them properly, but with a real bloodstock slant to it.
Well, Vicky, certainly issues in the industry were a focus recently on the ABC's Four Corners report. Frankly, I found the whole story a bit of a letdown based on the lead-up hype. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, very similar. I thought it was just dreadful journalism, to be honest. The story just seemed clunky and didn't have a lot of weight to it, which is quite relieving, really. If they weren't able to pull together a decent storyline, it shows it was more clutching at straws than anything. So it gives me a lot of confidence that, we really can step up and start to position our industry properly in the eyes of the public.
Well, Vicky, you've been very passionate about that for some time now, and last year you launched a fantastic blog series. Where is that at the moment, and will there be anything that branches off from that whereby you'll be contributing to the industry with guidance in marketing and promotion?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really lucky that whilst I've got TDN's a major project, I'm setting up Kit Collective, which is a marketing agency for businesses within the industry. And under that banner will also come a organisation not-for-profit. We're calling it Thoroughbred 21, which is to position thoroughbred racing for the 21st century. And we're really looking there to push out a lot of content pieces and stories that help to drive people to our industry instead of pushing them away from it. The general public do tend to only see the negative things because, of course, that's what sells. But there's so much behind the scenes that we can be doing and really pushing that out to a broad audience. Companies like Godolphin already do an awesome job. And so if we can amplify what they do and some of the content they're producing, you know, it's just better for everyone.
A big announcement during the week from Racing New South Wales in relation to the Everest and the undercard of racing that sits behind that.
Yeah, massive result. It's so great to see, you know, Peter really trying out some new innovations, and he looks to the country and really makes sure that they're well looked after, which is so important. It's the backbone for everything. So, but it's great, you know, that we're trying new things. It's, you know, it's an industry that we are very traditional, and there's a lot to be said for tradition, but there's also a massive place for innovation. So it's great that Peter's willing to give it a crack, and, you know, love or hate what he does, it has everybody talking about it all the time. A day doesn't go by where I don't have a conversation with somebody about something to do with Everest. So, you know, you can love or hate the concept, but, you know, it's pretty awesome for what it's doing for the sport.
And another horse confirmed for the race this week, Minari.
Yeah, Minari is a brilliant race horse. Obviously, a, you know, great son of Schnitzel. So he's had a few trials and tribulations lately, but clearly very fast, and be great to see him back.
Yeah. So how are you enjoying the early days of being your own entrepreneur now? Vicky, you've rubbed shoulders and worked for some of the best in the business. It must be very exciting to be able to step out into your own space now in the industry.
Absolutely. And I'm very aware that one of the reasons that I'm able to do so is because I worked for, you know, an organisation such as Arrowfield and was afforded the opportunity to meet so many amazing people in the industry because of that connection. So it's opened up a lot of doors for me, and it's helped me showcase my work on an international stage. On a day-by-day basis, I'm still sort of finding my feet a little bit, to be honest. Just organising my day and getting a team together. Had a graphic designer that I've worked with for a number of years. She's come on board. She's actually based in the United States, so it's quite good working in time zones. And then getting a few research team members and some marketing assistants on board. So we're getting there, but it's fun. It's certainly different.
Mm. And where is Kick Collective based?
So we're our main office is at Darlinghurst in Sydney. We'll be obviously in the Hunter a lot and at all the major racing events. And so we're predominantly based in Sydney.
Mm. And as far as the TDN launch goes, should any of our listeners wish to start subscribing to it or following the TDN down under, what should they do?
Well, we've got social media handles all live, so that's just at TDNAUSNZ, TDNAUSNZ. And the website, at the moment, it's just a placeholder site. On there, there's the capacity to sign up. So it's tdnausnz.com.au. So you can sign up there and subscribe, and you'll get the first one in your inbox on August the 15th. We're in the process at the moment of developing a mobile-optimised platform for this, which will allow readers to really easily digest the news while they're out and about, and also offer some quite interactive and engaging options for advertisers beyond just submitting a JPEG. We'll be able to do a lot with video and photo galleries and HTML adverts. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's wonderful for the industry here. We'll be much better informed about what's happening in our own backyard and across the ditch in New Zealand. But also it's going to better showcase the industry here to the Northern Hemisphere.
Well, exactly. The Thoroughbred Daily News has a great reputation internationally. So the stories that we'll be producing here will be picked up by their American and European editions. So that'll mean that we get a lot of coverage in those markets, which is particularly important as our Thoroughbred product gets a lot more international. We've got so many buyers coming down now for the English Easter sales, the Magic Millions, and for them to be, you know, more informed on, you know, our bloodlines, what's happening and who's producing the best horses, who the top trainers are and who's coming through, it's great for them to get that promotion on an international stage.
Mm, fantastic. Well, Vicky, congratulations on getting that up and running, and we look forward to its launch in the middle of next month. And all the best with Kick Collective too. Looking forward to seeing what influence it can have positive on the sport here.
Thanks, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Vicky Leonard, making plenty happen in the Australian racing and breeding industry, media and marketing space at the moment. Keep an eye out for the TDN, which launches next month here in Australia.